This is Comms Day Live. I'm Graham Lynch. Welcome to the show. Now, today we're going to be focused on a very timely and specific issue, and that's around the closure of the nation's 3G networks. TPG's network closed down around New Year, but the big one that covers the biggest territory, Telstra, is closing down soon on the 30th of June, then to be followed by Optus a couple of months later. So, obviously, there's been lots of warning and preparation around this, but just a few weeks back, a specific issue emerged where it seems that some of the older 4G devices don't support the right protocols for supporting voice calls to emergency services. They need to default back to 3G. This appears to have been maybe a little not understood, at least at the political level, and resulted in a rebuke to the industry from the communications minister. So, to find out about this particular issue and more broadly what telcos are doing around the 3G closure, I thought we should speak with Telstra's Director of Technology Development and Innovation. That's Channa Senefarantany. Welcome to the show, Channa. We've got less than 4 months to go until 3G closes. We have a specific issue around these devices. What is that issue? How can people find out if they're affected?
Yeah, look, I mean, so this is an issue that, you know, is not unique to Telstra. And it's something that we as an industry in Australia have been kind of collaborating on since the end of last year. So what essentially is happening, Graham, is that there are a bunch of non-certified Telstra phones on the network, which over the years have come onto our network either from, you know, being purchased overseas or on the grey market. And those phones can make 4G data calls, but when it comes to making a call to 000, they default down and look for the 3G network. So then we have a problem that following the closure of 3G at the end of June, you know, these phones will still be able to make, you know, 4G calls, but, you know, in an emergency situation, they will not be able to call 000. So that's really a problem. And that's what we have been working. And because it's not unique to Telstra, and, you know, this issue has been come across and dealt with in the US where they've shut down 3G. So what we are doing as an industry with TPG and Optus is working together to come up with an industry position, obviously working with the government. And yes, it's got to come to light, I guess, in the media more recently, but this is something that we've been working on, and we've been looking to identify those phones. And to the second part of that question, you know, we have identified through extensive searches, being advised by the manufacturers themselves, but actually doing our deep dives into calling records, we've identified what we believe are the cohort of phones which are impacted. And we have already started a text messaging campaign to all of those services to say, you know, what the issue is and to get those devices, which are upgradable, upgraded to support emergency calling.
Yeah, now, we're talking about devices such as the Apple iPhones and the 5C, 5S range, aren't we? Some of the older iPads.
Yes.
You know, the Google Pixel 2 XL for people who have Oppo phones, the F1S, the F5 Youth. So the actual models have been identified, haven't they?
They have, yeah. I mean, we've looked at, as I said, you know, we've been talking obviously to the manufacturers. We've got information from the closures overseas and from our own records where we can see, you know, where, you know, a data call is being made, but where a 000 call was made, where it went down to 3G. We've got all the details, you know, so from the device identity, which is the IME, we can tell, you know, who the manufacturer is and what the device is. So, yes, we've got a lot of that information. And we've been liaising with those device vendors to provide the upgrade that's required to support emergency calling. Now, in some cases, not all of those devices may be upgradable, but we are still sending the message to them to get the phones checked to see if they are upgradable.
Yeah, okay, great. Now, it's not just for older 4G phones that are potentially impacted. It's a whole lot of, I guess, what you call non-mobile or non-cellular phone devices are also impacted by the 3G shutdown. And I have some personal experience of some of the transition here. Our bank has replaced our FPOS machine in our business because it was an old 3G device. And my mum's medical alarm is being replaced. She thought it was a scam call when she first got the notice. But nevertheless, the medical alarm. So there's a whole lot of activity going on out there right now, isn't there, to facilitate this transition? So what's Telstra doing in this particular area to generate awareness?
So we're working in a number of ways, right? So we are working, like, for example, with FPOS machines. I mean, they obviously belong to banks and, you know, financial institutions. So where they are our enterprise customers, we're working through our Telstra Enterprise division, who have got a task force, who are contacting, you know, all of those impacted customers. And you know, you mentioned FPOS machines, but, you know, there's also, lots of 3G-based telemetry devices, you know, in sensors on farms and stuff like that. And so we're working with those enterprise customers to contact them directly to get them migrated to a compatible 4G alternative. In some cases, you know, some of those devices have been provided through third parties, you know, who provides a, you know, on-farm solutions, for example. And we've been working with, you know, various stakeholders in regional Australia. In fact, we've done, you know, 3G closure briefings to this financial year, and we've been working on this for years. We've done over 200 briefings to regional stakeholders and 150 odd community engagement activities just this, you know, in the last sort of 10 months, you know, to make enterprises and consumers aware of the shutdown, and particularly on the sort of point that you made with enterprises, and we've also contacted, you know, companies that make those medical alert devices, and also age facilities, to let them know as well. So we've been trying to, you know, really target as many avenues as possible to make sure that we can sweep up all of those potentially impacted devices, you know, to make sure that they get found and upgraded in time, Graham.
Yeah. Okay. Now, all of this sort of begs a very simple question. Why are we closing the 3G networks now? TPG's already closed theirs. Telstra's coming up at the middle of the year, and then Optus just a short time after. Why now? Why can't we wait?
So, look, I mean, you know, we announced that we will be closing 3G 5 years ago publicly, right? So, and we've been working on this ever since. And the reason is that what we want to do, there's two things. I mean, one is that 3G is a legacy technology, right? And if you look at the capability of it in terms of, you know, data and the possibility and use cases with data, they are limited compared to the demands and expectations of our customers today. And therefore, what we decided was that we really want to replace that sort of legacy technology with a superior technology in 4G. So 4G has got high quality voice, and it's certainly got, you know, much greater capability when it comes to data, and it unlocks a number of use cases, you know, particularly things like video streaming, which everyone wants to do these days, which is really not a great experience on 3G. So that's a one primary driver. The secondary driver there is that 3G today uses what's called low band frequency, so the 850 meg frequency. And what we really want to do is to, when we shut down, we want to repurpose that low band frequency to 5G. And when we do that, we can much more economically roll out 5G in regional Australia and with a greater reach, because obviously low band spectrum, you know, from a radio frequency point of view, propagates much further. So you know, that's a much more effective way of doing it. And just a tertiary reason is that today what we see is that customers, you know, have been migrating anyway. So we only have 1% of all of our wireless traffic today is on 3G. So we've got something like 10,000 towers which are carrying 1% of the traffic. So, you know, it really is time, for those reasons I mentioned, to shut down 3G, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, that when you put it in those terms, you've got a whole lot of infrastructure that's carrying barely any traffic, and the replacement infrastructure has a much greater capability. It seems like a bit of a no-brainer, doesn't it?
Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. And also, as we upgrade places which are 3G only RAM, what we're also doing is that the radio units that we're putting up there, which will initially be on 4G, are actually software upgradable to 5G as well. So we are, even as we replace some of those old 3G, and mind you, I should correct myself, we're not replacing, we are putting in 4G. We're not turning 3G off at the time. So 3G shuts down on June the 30th, but when we put 4G where there's only 3G, we're making sure that there's a software upgradable path to 5G as well. So, and the reason we're not turning on 5G immediately is we've also got to make sure that the backhaul connectivity is also upgraded over time to support 5G. So we will turn on 5G when the whole end-to-end network is capable, but initially 4G, and then we'll eventually go to 5G.
Okay, now just to finish off, you just mentioned before that the industry is coming together in coming months to promote awareness about the transition. Now, the minister just a couple of weeks back expressed some concerns. She felt that she'd been taken a bit by surprise by some of these issues, which may or may not be a fair criticism from her. But what is the industry going to do differently from here on in terms of generating awareness? And you just mentioned that Telstra itself will directly contact some customers, but there's also always you need to generate that broader awareness, don't you? So what's the industry doing in that regard from now on?
Yeah, so I mean, certainly what we're doing, we will continue, and we'll let the other sort of the other network operators kind of know what we're doing. But certainly, as I said, we've done lots of briefings, but we're also doing a lot of social media. We're doing these text messaging campaigns. We're going into various regional and sort of national press to make sure that information is widely sort of circulated. We're working with the media in terms of TV segments on Channel 7, 9, ABC, and obviously on our website. We've got a lot of information about 3G shutdown, but in particular, we're doing a lot in terms of the regional associations like Regional Remote Australia, the National Farmers Federation, and each of the state-based farmers federations as well, Agforce, to get that message out there as much as we can, and obviously the local algorithms that we've devised to detect and find those phones, particularly the ones that I mentioned, the problematic ones, so there's two cohorts, so there's the 4G capable ones which can't do the emergency calling, but also obviously there are 3G only phones out there, which we'll obviously have to identify, and that's the campaign that we've been conducting for quite a number of years to identify those phones. So what we'll do is, we'll kind of make sure that with our industry partners, that we'll kind of share that information about what we've done, and particularly around that last point about emergency calling, because obviously a highly sensitive topic. We've got to make sure that everyone who's got a mobile phone can make an emergency call. We will be very careful in terms of sharing information and coordinating a response, which is an industry response to that problem.
Yeah. Okay. And just to finish off, conversely, we don't want to panic the entire population. It's probably a pretty reasonable assumption that if you've bought your smartphone in the last 5 years or so, that you're going to be unaffected by this. Is that a correct surmise?
That's a pretty good surmise. I mean, if you've bought your phone, say, from around 2019, you should be pretty safe in terms of that correctly supporting it. But of course, there's always the possibility that you bought that phone overseas, right? And if you bought that phone on the grey market overseas in that time frame, we can't guarantee that. So I can only speak with confidence about phones that we've certified in Australia by Telstra. And if you bought that, then that's okay. But if you bought it on the grey market in that time frame, then we will obviously find it, and we will send you a text message to upgrade your phone.
Okay, great advice. Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us today, Channa.
Thank you, Graham. Thanks for inviting me along.
So that's Telstra's Channa Sepehirani, talking about the 3G closure. Now, if you want more information, go to Google, type in Telstra 3G closure. They've got a good page of resources. And there's also some great information over at the website of the Australian Mobile Telecommunications Association, or AMTA is the acronym if you're searching for it. And that specifically has a list of around 25 popular handset models, which to all extents and purposes are 4G handsets, but have this issue with emergency calling if you need to know if you're personally impacted. That's it for Comms Day Live this week. We'll see you next time, and happy Easter.